Saints, as it is now becoming our custom, I have placed your take-home in the bulletin. So, read, share with friends, share with family, and share with enemies as well. Amen?
Amen.
Now, I'd like to check a little with you. What did I give for your take-home last week? Who read something?
James.
From what I gave, I want a response. Yes. It was James 1, 12 through 27. Is there any other hand? Thank you very much. You were correct. Is there any other hand or any person who read that? I am disappointed, church. I am. Thank you very much. Not nearly as disappointed because you said something, but if this big church, nobody read something, it seems to me, you know, I am now very disappointed. Now, I did quiz the church last evening because I was on the mess. And after mass, a woman said, you know, here in Western Kansas, it takes time for us to like people. So when we like you, then we go along with you. So I said to her, I said, well, you have to pray hard so that they would now like me. And if that is what it takes to read what I give. You know, now I am not wanting so that people like me. I'm a priest for nearly 22 years, so I'm not coming so people like me. That's not the point. But if it is the point that people can read God's word and grow in knowledge of it, why not? So, if you didn't like me before, now like me and read your word. Amen, church?
Amen.
Because it's 4 months now, and every week I go and I work and I give a little so that this community of faith that I am partly responsible for can grow in the love of Jesus, can grow in the knowledge of Jesus, can grow in their faith. And if after 4 months we have not begun, we better begin. Am I right?
Right.
Can we say amen to that?
Amen.
Now, you now know that before we get to heaven, I will be giving you more quizzes in church. Because I want people to grow in the knowledge of the Word of God and in the knowledge of the one who gave his life for us, Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
So go look up the Word for this Sunday. Let's talk Jesus now. Once upon a time, there was a young man from Native America, and this young man was to be initiated into the tribe. And so, they sent him to the forest, to the desert, with some food. After he wandered in this desert, for some days, his food ran out. And he was very, very hungry. So he went to the mountains searching for food. And there, a snake, a rattlesnake, slithered on him. And the rattlesnake said, "I am lost. Could you lead me down?" The young man said, "Huh? You are a rattlesnake. If I lead you down, you can harm me. You can bite me and kill me." The rattlesnake looked at him and he said, "Young man, you look very hungry." He said, "Yes, I have been wandering in the desert for many days and my food ran out. I am hungry." He said, "If you lead me down this mountain, I will provide food for you and I will dance for you." The young man said, "You are a snake. You will dance for me? You will give me food? I can't trust that." The snake smiled at him and said, "Trust me. If you lead me down, I will provide food for you and I will dance for you." The young man said, "I am not very sure of that." The snake said, "Look at me." And the snake danced for him. And he said, "Don't you like me when I dance for you?" He said, "I like you and it's beautiful when you dance. But I can't trust that if I lead you down the mountain because you are lost, you will provide food for me and you won't kill me." Well, because he was hungry and the snake was insisting, he said, "Do you promise?" The snake said, "Yes, I promise." "Okay." The snake led the young man led the snake down the mountain. When they descended the mountain, the snake led him to a place where he could find food. And so he found the food and he enjoyed the banquet. And the snake kept his promise of dancing for him. And when he danced, the snake was beautiful. So the young man joined the snake in the dance. And so as he joined the snake in the dance, after some time, the snake turned on him and bit him. And he fell down and he cried and he cried. And he said to the snake, "You promised me that you will not bite me." The snake said, "You should have known what I was." The snake killed the young man with his bite. The rattlesnake of this world gives a lot of promises that it cannot keep. The promise of pleasure, the promise of riches, and many other promises that the rattlesnake of this world gives, but it doesn't keep. Jesus keeps his promises. Jesus kept his promise to Abraham. Jesus kept his promise to Moses, to Elijah, to Peter, to John, to James. Jesus kept his promise to Paul. Jesus keeps his promises to us who are consecrated in his name and he will keep his promise to take us to glory if we accept his cross and live out that cross in our lives. Will we follow him? Oh, Jesus, thank you so very much for coming to this world. Fill our hearts with your light and your salvation as we sang in Psalm 27 today. Fill us with light and salvation. And as we come to this table to offer you to the Father and receive you in Holy Communion, fill us with gratitude and help us show your light and salvation to many who have strayed, to the glory of the Father. Amen.